Now, the stump speech. By now, both candidates have their stump speeches more than memorized. Even though the speeches evolve, the themes, the hooks, the jabs, are honed to perfection. It is the distillation of their message. And in the closing days of the campaign, we are examining both candidates' stump speeches. Today, NPR's political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on McCain's.
John McCain is the underdog, and his combative 22-minute speech reflects where he is in the race. So does the opening music for his rallies, particularly appropriate here, just outside of Philadelphia, where the Rocky movies were set.
We're a few points down. The national media has written us off. Just the other day, Senator Obama's campaign announced that he's choosing his cabinet. He's measuring the drapes. Planning with Speaker Pelosi and Harry Reid.
McCain
Senator
is more
Harry
comfortable
Reid.
Speaking off the cuff at a town hall meeting. Recently at big events, he's begun using a teleprompter. According to Michael Gerson, former speechwriter for President Bush, the main goal of any stump speech, in addition to rousing the audience right in front of you, is to get noticed by the media.
A stump speech, you want to try to shape the discourse. But mainly you're reacting to the discourse. You're trying to get in the news on that day. You're trying to take advantage of the themes of the moment, the gaffes of the last week, trying to get any traction you can.
On this day, the gaffe McCain uses was from the Democrats' gaffe machine and vice presidential candidate Joe Biden, who had just predicted a new President Obama would be tested by our enemies, just as a young John F. Kennedy was.
Senator Biden guaranteed that if Senator Obama is elected, we will have an international crisis to test America's new president. We don't want a president who invites testing from the world.
I mean, look at this section. The next president won't have time to get used to the office. We face many challenges.
That's Democratic strategist Bob Schrum, who's written thousands of speeches for his party's candidates. He thinks McCain is pushing on a string with his argument about experience, which Schrum believes is no longer effective.
Now, I know he's saying this because the Biden, quote, gave him the opportunity to do it. But if he's got any decent polling, he knows that after the first debate, Americans decided that Barack Obama was up to the challenge of being commander-in-chief.
Indeed, McCain does not labor the point. The rest of the speech contrasts his vision of the economy with Obama's, with lots of references to Joe the Plumber and attacks on Obama's promise to spread the wealth around.
Senator Obama's more interested in controlling who gets your piece of pie than he is in growing the pie.
There's almost no foreign policy in the speech, partly because the economy is so dominant, but there's also very little about the war in Iraq, which is ironic, says Michael Gerson, since it's the issue McCain once thought would be the centerpiece of his campaign.
Things getting so much better in Iraq has removed national security as a major debate in this election, which is really John McCain's strength. So it's a strange thing that policies he wanted that improved the situation in Iraq pretty dramatically have actually undermined one of the key elements of his appeal.
I've been fighting for this country since I was 17 years old, and I have the scars to prove it.
The speech ends with a McCain strength. It talks about fighting and being a fighter. That's an appropriate message for someone who's behind in the election. It also fits McCain's biography in a lot of ways. The speech does not develop his autobiography. It doesn't talk about the prison. It doesn't, deal with Vietnam. But this message of fighting for a new direction of our country, for the economy, these sort of things draw attention to McCain's biography in a positive way without him having to tell the story.
Fight to get our economy out of the ditch and back in the lead. Fight for the ideals and character of a free people. Fight for our children's future. Fight for justice and opportunity for all. Stand up and defend our country from its enemies. Stand up. Stand up and fight. America is worth fighting for. Nothing is inevitable here. We never give up. We never quit. We never hide from history. We make history.
McCain has learned to deliver this rousing close effectively by surfing over the waves of applause. He'll do it again dozens of times in the remaining 8 days of the campaign.
Thank you, and God bless you. God bless America.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.